hearing and responding to God's words with humility. It's a lot more difficult than it sounds. We'll talk about that on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned, because here we go. Hey there. Guess what? I'm back. Welcome to the program. I know you probably wondered where I've been, but as I told you on Thursday, if you listen to the show on Thursday, I wasn't sure if I'd be able to tape a program for Friday and for Monday because I was traveling, and unfortunately that did prove to be the case, and I do apologize for that. Sometimes things come up, and it was just a bit too hectic of a schedule to do the shows, but I am back. We are going to talk about listening to God's words with humility. And one of the things that I promised you a few weeks ago, I guess, was that I would give you an idea of the new format for the program. Here's what we're going to do. I don't have all the days worked out. And you can tell that I really try to let the Holy Spirit work through me for this program, because I need to feel it. And I'm not sure I feel it completely yet. But what I can tell you is this. On Monday's program, which was yesterday, we didn't do it because we didn't do a show, we're going to continue to look at what Catholics really believe. What we started doing prior to the Lenten radio retreat was walking through the Catechism of the Catholic Church. As Catholics, here's the thing. We need to know what our church teaches. We need, if we want to really get to know Christ, if we want to encounter him and have that personal relationship with him, we have to know what his church teaches. It's one of the best ways that we can get to know Jesus. So we'll talk about that on Monday. Tuesday, which is tonight, we'll continue to look at the imitation of Christ. Imitating Christ is our topic. We look at the book, The Imitation of Christ, by Thomas A. Kempis. I can't stop doing this. This book is too good. We don't want to stop looking at this book. This has been one of my most successful features on the show, and we're going to continue to look at it. On Wednesday, we will get a dose of our daily bread as I look at the book, My Daily Bread, by Father Anthony Payone. Thursday and Friday, I'm still not 100% certain. I want to pray about it and see where the Lord leads me. Stick with me this week, because you'll find out on Thursday and Friday. The good news is I'm not traveling. I will be able to do the programs, at least as far as I know. I always like to say God willing, just in case, but I should be able to do the programs with no problem, and I hope you'll be able to tune in. You'll find out more about it. And of course, and this is very important, we will do the daily Mass readings every day, so you're going to get your dose of Scripture on the program. I wouldn't want to do this show without giving you some sacred Scripture every day, because it's so important to have the Lord speak to us through the pages of his Bible, of sacred Scripture. So we're going to do that. Today we'll look at the daily Mass readings for today, and there are some good ones. As we go through the Easter season, we've got some incredible readings from daily Mass. That's why I'm so glad to be able to share these with you. I hope you're doing well. I had a busy weekend. On Friday, I spoke at the IHM Homeschool Conference in Philadelphia. It's actually in Bluebell, PA, which is in the Philly suburbs. Had a good time. My family and I were there. I got to MC the show. I got to give two talks, got to meet many of you. And then we headed out the following day on Saturday to Steubenville, where I spoke at Franciscan University on Sunday evening, which is another great time. I always love to visit there. And I'll tell you what, I am blessed to be able to visit so many nice places, and my family came with me for that trip as well. Today, I am back here in New Jersey. It's a cold day, a bit chilly, but we know that the warm weather is going to be on the way soon. I'm not sure when, but it's going to be on the way soon. You know, in Steubenville on Sunday morning when we woke up, it was really cool because it was Divine Mercy Sunday, and my family and I got to go to Mass on the campus, and there was snow on the ground, not on the streets, but mainly on the grass. But it looked kind of pretty, very clear, beautiful day. Can't say the same for yesterday. We drove home in the pouring rain most of the way, and it's about a five hour and 45 minute drive, but we had a stop along the way too. It was brutal. That's why I couldn't get to do a show when I got home. I was hoping to get home in time and do it, but I couldn't do it. But here's the deal. I want to thank you for being faithful and listening to this show every day. My goal is still to continue this program for as long as possible. And I'm going to do it as long as I can do it and as long as you keep listening. And as I've said so many times, your financial support and your prayers, you're the reason why I'm still able to do this program. And I thank you for everything you've done. And I ask you please to continue to pray for my work. And if you're able to support the show financially, you can do that followingthetruth.com by going to the donate page. We are also, and this is still in the planning stages, I'm working with a friend of mine to try to come up with a new concept for a program. I'm not sure exactly where we're going to go with it or how we're going to syndicate it, but we are talking about the idea of possibly syndicating it to a series of radio stations. I think it's a good idea. Obviously, if I'm working on it, I should think it's a good idea, right? But we're looking at this. We're just talking about the concept right now, and I'm not really sure where it's going to go, but I will keep you posted. So stay tuned for more information about that. Tomorrow, I'll continue my weekly series on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. Hope you tune in, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. The program is Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And Friday, April the 8th, I will be on Catholic Answers Live. Now, I've got to double check the time, but we're going to talk about how to have a relationship with Jesus. So please keep that in mind. It's either 6 p.m. Eastern or 7 p.m. I honestly really have to check it, but that will be Friday, April the 8th on Catholic Answers Live. Call in if you're able, and feel free to ask a question. Stay tuned for more information about that. And just a quick reminder that I would love to come to your parish to speak, to share the good news. I'm currently still booking for 2016 and also for 2017. So if you have any openings, maybe you want to bring me out to speak at your parish, I'd love to do it. Just contact me through the website followingthetruth.com or shoot me an email directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. If you want to check out my entire schedule and where I'll be in the upcoming weeks, followingthetruth.com, the schedule tab will take you to my schedule. Next week I'm headed to Pittsburgh, or to actually Monroeville, which is close to Pittsburgh, a little closer to me, right outside of the city limits. I'll be speaking at North American Martyrs Church. That'll be on Wednesday evening. More details can be found on followingthetruth.com. Now, I know what you really missed on this program. You missed the beverage du jour, didn't you? Well, we've got one tonight, and I think it's a very seasonal selection. Here we go. Oh, that's good. I need to take another one. Delicious. If you happen to guess Mystic Monk Pasca Java, you are absolutely correct. That's what I'm drinking to celebrate the Easter season, Mystic Monk Pasca Java. If you want to taste the greatest coffee that you ever had, check out Mystic Monk Coffee, available at followingthetruth.com. Just click on the Mystic Monk image and you will be all set. It'll take you into the Mystic Monk website. You can get yourself some great coffee, roasted by real monks passionate for fine coffee, Mystic Monk Coffee. While you're on my site, also check out the Amazon store. If you're someone who purchases from Amazon.com, please consider using the link on my website. That helps me to, once again, to continue being able to do this show daily and to not charge for it. And if you're going to shop from Amazon anyway, it would help me so much if you wouldn't mind using that link at followingthetruth.com. Just click on that Amazon image. That'll take you into Amazon. And when you do that, you will get your same prices, the same Amazon prices that you always get, except that every purchase that you make results in a little bit of a commission for me. That's all available at followingthetruth.com. You know what we need to do right now? We need to pray. One of the great privileges and blessings that we have as Christians is the ability to turn to the Lord and have this encounter with Him. Don't you think that sometimes we underestimate the power of prayer? And we look at it as a last resort, or we just feel that the only time we really need to pray is if we need something. And there are other times when we pray, and again, you know, I know these are just feelings, but, and they are. They are just feelings, and I always tell you, don't get too hung up over your feelings. But if you have these feelings constantly, you need to take them seriously, because they could indicate that there's a problem there. When you pray, do you sometimes feel like God's not listening, or he's not there, or it's just an empty activity. And sometimes we all feel that way. We think, well, I guess he's there, but I don't really feel it. This is something that we can, again, take seriously. It's not a sin to feel that way, but it's a reminder that maybe our relationship with the Lord isn't what it should be. And we can work on that. We can ask him to help us, to really be able to experience him when we pray. This is something that that I've been thinking about lately, because it's a problem that I've wrestled with and continue to wrestle with. But over the past couple of weeks, I've really had a renewed sense of God's presence when I pray. And I'm really working on living in the present moment and encountering him at every moment through the day. And you know what? It is possible. And if you stick here with me on the program, this is going to be part of the emphasis that you'll hear coming from me in the upcoming weeks and months, because I think it's an important thing to remember. So you're going to hear a lot of reminders from me about recalling that you are always in the presence of the Lord. When we're about to pray now, I want you to try to picture God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and also God the Holy Spirit with you. Picture the Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, flanking you on either side. And when you pray, they're all listening to you, and you've got their attention. That's a given. When you turn to them and you pray, they're listening. And that happens whether you feel it or not. The trick is, if you think about it, then you're going to feel it a little bit more. You're going to feel it a lot more. So you need to think about it. We need to become aware that they are listening to us. And it all flows from that. Once you start to realize that, then your prayers become more sincere, because you realize you're talking to somebody who not only can help you with your problems, but somebody who loves you and who wants to have a relationship with you. So let's do that now. Let's talk to our Heavenly Father, remembering that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, all the angels and saints, including your guardian angel, are listening, and they are on standby, and they're ready to help you to one day get to heaven. That's your biggest need in life. You know, whether you realize it or not, we have lots of needs, but our biggest need is the need to get to heaven. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. We're very grateful for the gift of this day. We're grateful for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We're grateful that we're still alive. We're grateful that our heart is beating, that our brain is functioning, and that we are able to turn to you in prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that you always are willing to listen to us when we turn to you in prayer. We're thankful for the fact that you really want to have a relationship with us. That's powerful. Father, please help us. Help us on the road to heaven. We want to get there. It's challenging at times, but we ask you to help us to be able to get there. Father, we ask that you help those who are sick, those who are struggling with anxiety, those who are lonely tonight, those who are dealing with financial problems, those who are dealing with doubt or despair, those who may be battling addiction. Please help them. Let them first feel your peace, and then help them with their problems. Allow them to grow closer to you each day and realize that you're right there for them. Father, I turn this program over to you as I always do. I give it to you. I ask you to speak through me, and I ask you to open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to the message that you have for us. We ask for our own personal needs, whatever they may be. We ask that you handle our problems in the best way possible. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn, each as we do every day, to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, much better. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimek, and we do this program every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. We've been doing it for over 5 years now, and you are a big part of this program. I want to thank you. I really do, because if it was not for the fact that you come by every day, and you have a seat at my table, and you listen as we talk about Jesus, then there wouldn't be a show. So it's all about you. I want to be here for you, so you let me know if there's any way that I can change the program or reach out to the needs that you have. We try to make Jesus real on this program. We work to help you to have that personal relationship with Christ, and we also work to explain the teachings of the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus Christ, and I'm excited to be a part of the program. And again, if there's anything that I can ever do for you, please let me know. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's take a look at today's Daily Mass readings. Now, we are in the Easter season. This is Tuesday of the... Today is Tuesday. Let me get my page here. Tuesday of the second week of Easter. We're going to look at the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. One of the great things, I love this every Easter season in the readings, is that we look at the Acts of the Apostles and get a picture of what the early church was like. You're going to see an image today of something that would probably, that probably seems foreign to you because we don't see this anymore. It's kind of a nice picture, and I think that there's a way that we can, on our own, try to head there. There's something we could do. Let me just read it, then we'll talk about it. This is Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 32 through 37. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and a great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. Thus, Joseph, also named by the apostles Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned and brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. Sounds strange, doesn't it? It almost sounds like socialism. Well, it isn't, because this isn't a forced sharing of what you have with other people. This is a willing sharing of what you have with the other members of the church. It definitely is something that we really don't see a lot of today, unfortunately, because we have a disparity of some people in the world. If you look at the world, some people have very, very little money. Some people have an exorbitant amount of money. If everybody shared willingly, not being forced to share, but if everybody shared willingly, there would be no such thing as hunger. So how do we change that? How do we get there? Well, I think that we can't force other people to change, but we can change. Are we sharing what we have with those in need, with the poor? And the poor really can be any number of individuals. They could be people who are living in extreme poverty. They could be people who just need money, people who don't have as much, who you have something that they could need. Are you sharing what you have with them? And of course, this could also apply to time as well. Are you sharing your time and your talents with others? But I think that we really need to focus on money, on financially helping those in need, because let's be honest, that's the hardest thing for many of us to do. It is easier to share our time. And a lot of times, what we do is we say, well, the Lord really wants us not just to share money, but he wants us to share our time and talents with other people. That is true. But what we can often do is use that as an excuse to not share financially, because it's tough to share financially, especially if it hurts. So I put it out there today, and I ask you to just consider it in your own life. Are you doing what you're doing, what you can to help those in need? A lot of times those people in need are around you. They might be in your own house. They might be extended family. They might be ministries. They might be charities. any number of different people could use some of the resources that you have. It doesn't mean you put yourself in jeopardy and not be able to pay your bills, but what it means is that you need to share your monetary resources with others. You give to the Lord. I mean, that's who you're giving to. Whether you're giving to a charity of some kind or a ministry or a friend in need or a homeless person on the street, you're really giving to the Lord. You give in that spirit and you'll be blessed, not necessarily with money, because money's not going to get you to heaven. What's going to get you to heaven is grace. The more you give, the more grace you will receive. The psalm, the responsorial psalm, Psalm 93, the Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is King in splendor, robed. Robed is the Lord and girt about with strength. And he has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old. From everlasting you are, O Lord. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for length of days. We acknowledge in this psalm the fact that the Lord is King. And again, I'm going to throw it out. I'm going to be a little challenging today. I'm challenging you to ask yourself this question. Is the Lord the King of your life? Or is your money the King? Is recognition from other people the King? Is your comfort zone, is that the King of your life? Do you put the Lord first or do you put comfort first? Listen, a lot of us have a problem with that. That's a very important thing to think about. The Gospel, John 3, verses 7 through 15, Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you don't understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things, and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." Boy, that's a reminder for us. Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, and so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. We get that image of Jesus on the cross, and through him, you and I have eternal life. Jesus also talks about the Spirit. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. If we have been baptized and confirmed, we got the Holy Spirit living within us. Now, that Holy Spirit can lead us to do great things. It can lead us to do God's will if we are responsive to his promptings. Are we responsive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit? One of the ways the Holy Spirit can prompt you is to share what you have with those in need. And in this case, it really does apply to gifts and talents as well as money. Do you do that? Do you share what you have with those in need? Do you share words with people when you feel you get this feeling, this idea that they need to hear those words? Or do you think, well, they're not going to be receptive to this, or this could make me look really stupid, so I don't want to share it with them? See, these are the ways we can really listen to the Holy Spirit in our lives, and as a result, to share the good news with them. So let's make that pledge today together. And I mean, this is really important. Let's make that pledge to respond to the voice of the Holy Spirit in our lives. This is serious. This is a serious matter, because we've got a world filled with people who don't know Jesus, who don't care about Christ and the teachings of his church, who don't know that he's the answer to any problem that they could have. But you do. And it's up to you to share Jesus with those around you. So pray for the grace to be able to do that, to be responsive, to have the courage, and to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. Let's go into the second part of the program today. We still have a little bit of time. and talk about The Imitation of Christ, a great book by Thomas A. Kempis. I've used this for a long time on the show. This is one of my favorite segments that we do on the program, Imitating Christ. We want to imitate Christ. We want to imitate our Lord and do what he did in his life. That's not easy to do, but it's the way that's going to get you to heaven. The words of God are to be heard with humility. Many fail to reflect on them. Now, the way this chapter in the book goes, and it's a short chapter, it's not very long at all, the way it goes is these are the words that could be coming from Christ. Picture these words coming from Christ directed to you. My child, hear my words and follow them, for they are most sweet and far exceed the learning and wisdom of the philosophers and all the wise of the world. My words are spirit and life, and not within the scope of human understanding. They are not to be adapted or applied to the vain complacency of the hearer, but are to be heard in silence, with humility and reverence, with deep affection and in great tranquility of body and soul. Now, we heard the gospel, we heard the first reading, we heard the psalm today, we heard the inspired word of God through sacred scripture. Are you prepared to accept what you heard today, even when it's challenging, and to act on the words that you heard? I know in my life, all too often, I hear God's word come to me through scripture, and I make up a lot of excuses why it doesn't apply to me. Let's try to take these words seriously, because he's speaking to you right now. Now, the disciple says, blessed is the person you admonish, O Lord, the person you teach by means of your law, giving respite in times of misfortune, so that a person may not be left desolate upon the earth. Then our Lord answered, I have taught prophets from the beginning, and I continue to speak to all persons, but many have hardened their hearts and are deaf to my voice. Many prefer to listen to the world than to God, and to follow the desires of the flesh than the will of God. The world promises things of short duration and little value, yet with what great eagerness it is served. I promise everlasting things of great value, but human hearts are indifferent and unmoved. Isn't that true? It really is. The world gives us rewards of incredibly short duration, but yet we put so much faith in what the world tells us and in the things of the world. But if we hear something spoken through scripture, all of a sudden it becomes too challenging or maybe too vague, and we don't take it seriously. Listen, we can pray for the grace, and you hear me say that a lot, because I know I need lots of help to put this into practice. We can pray for the grace to be able to take seriously our Lord's words in scripture. Let's continue on. Who is there that serves and obeys me with the devotion and obedience such a one gives to the world and its rulers? And why blush for shame, says the sea, Isaiah 23:4. And why is this? For a small reward, people undertake long journeys, but for life everlasting, they will scarcely lift their feet from the ground. Often a thing of little worth is diligently sought after, and sometimes they quarrel over a mere coin. Persons will toil day and night for a trifling advantage or the mere promise of it. The person who trusts in me is never sent away empty. What I have promised I will do, and what I have said I will fulfill, if only a person remains faithful in my love to the end. I am the rewarder of all good people and the mighty tester of all the devout. Write my words carefully in your heart and often meditate on them, for they will be very necessary for you in the time of temptation. What you fail to understand when you read will be revealed to you at the time of my coming. There are two ways in which I visit my elect, with temptation and with consolation. Also, there are two lessons which I daily read them. In one, I rebuke their vices, and the other, I stir them up to increase their virtue. Those who have heard my voice and ignored my words have one who shall judge them on the last day. Lord, teach me to do your will and to live worthily and humbly in your sight. You are my wisdom, and you know me as I truly am. You knew me before the world was made and before I was born into this life. I'll tell you what, I am out of time, but I can't possibly top that message. Let's take the word of the Lord seriously and put it into action. God willing, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a wonderful night. God bless you.